Can you hear it? Can you hear a tapping, a moving of the mouse, a clicking? That's what I do while I write. I play Scrabble, online, with random strangers. This is how I write prose. I didn't call my short stories prose until I began to write poetry and hang around with poets. Let's just say anything that reaches the right margin. What seems to have become important to me while writing the sorts of short stories I write, surreal, weird, is to distract myself from the task at hand, to not look too directly at it. More specifically, to short-circuit my thinking brain. I think a lot. I'm your typical introvert, almost never happier than when alone, letting my thoughts meander. I never need to take reading material on trains. I have to listen to the radio when I drive, otherwise my thoughts will cause havoc. But for me, thinking's not helpful when I'm writing a first draft. In fact, it is the least helpful thing. After 18 years or so of doing this, I can tell the minute I stop writing and start thinking as I write, because it's not the storytelling itself anymore. It gets clunky, it gets forced. So, I needed to find a way to stop this from happening. Online Scrabble with random strangers will do it. It also has an added bonus of distracting my inner editor, that voice that tries to start with me, the one that says, "What are you doing? It's all rubbish." He, yes, it's a he, is now immersed in the Scrabble game. He's whirring away at the back of my head, testing out anagrams. He's happy and occupied. And me? I'm free to get on with the writing business. Now, writing poetry, though, is entirely different, it turns out. For prose, I need my fingers moving on a keyboard or a page. Poetry tends to come to me out loud. I live alone, fortunately. It comes to me through its sound, and I write the first few drafts aloud before even putting it down on paper. This often happens in the bath, very often out on a walk, at about minute 40. It takes that long to get rid of the day's detritus. And then, the most joyous thing for me about poetry, which I don't tend to do much of in prose, is the editing. The fiddling, the insertion of line breaks, the redoing of line breaks, the moving of one word up, then down, the placing of a comma, the removal of the comma. Oh my, this is the most wonderful. And for me, it's like solving a cryptic crossword, finding the shape, the words, the punctuation that feels just right so it clicks into place. I don't play Scrabble during this. I need silence. I need to read it aloud again and again to see how the breath changes with the change in shape. It calms me. Writing short stories tends to make me cry. Those are the kinds I like to write and read, a sort of tragically optimistic fiction. Writing poetry makes me happy.